speaking Wakana Moriya team.
I don't know whether it's Japanese or it's Chinese. The kimchi, I don't like it. It has some weird smell. The kimchi. Yes. So only kimchi, I have a problem with it. But I can't say I don't hate it because all the foods are very delicious. And for sushi, I don't hate sushi. I try to like it, but it doesn't have taste. I only feel the taste of wasabi. So because we usually don't eat raw food in my country, the raw meat, we don't eat raw meat. So when I eat sushi, I like it. I know it's good for health, but it doesn't have taste. So I just eat wasabi oishi ne, like that. Yes, but I think Japanese food, I don't have any specific food that I hate. All the foods are very delicious. I eat this one. Actually, when I go to a restaurant, I can't choose in the menu. I always look at the menu. I'm like, please decide for me. I can't decide because everything is delicious.
I think it should be katsu.
Katsu?
Mm. So you agree with me?
I like katsu.
But
me too.
But because I have watched many Japanese the series. So the drama. So I see many Japanese like old ladies usually like cook katsu and just very happy and very just usually they smell and say katsu oishi, but actually I try to buy katsu and cut it and cook it by myself like 3 times. I always hard for me to say it's delicious. And one more thing is natto.
I like natto.
Maybe so. I'm really so poor to buy some very expensive natto, but as far as I can afford, so I buy the 100 yen wanpaku natto. I didn't feel it's any difference between the 20 yen natto and the 100 yen natto. But I think that they eat the smell at the same and the taste at the same, but I really can't bear the smell.
I like natto. Yes. When I started first time, I was like you. I ate like this. But now I like it, even the smell.
Few months ago, I have a friend. And usually I didn't meet him in the morning. And so recently he came to my lab very often, so in the morning, and every morning he eats natto and can just do it. And now we are not friends anymore.
I think I want to bring curry. Yes, in my country, because it's not there and it's very easy to make. And because in my country we have many types of vegetables, some of them that I have not seen in Japan. And in my country, beef is the cheapest. Yes, you know, beef curry is very, very sweet and very tasty. So because beef is the cheapest in my country, if I take curry to my country, people will be able to eat very tasty food. Yes, so the first one is curry, the one that I want to take to my country most. And the other one is, I want to take miso shiro. It's not there in my country, so even in the morning, in my country, people don't eat rice in the morning. We either drink tea and with bread or with eggs. And if I can take miso shiro to my country, maybe people can start drinking miso shiro in the morning and eat some rice. Yes. And they are miso shiro and the curry is very easy to make. Yes.
Have you ever eaten Sutari?
Yes, I have. I have, but I ate the Indian one, so I felt like it was much of like an Indian food like than a Japanese food.
Sapporo Sutari is very famous.
Hmm.
Yes.
I will eat it.
It's really hard for me. This question is very hard for me because I think I can taste every food in China as well as in Japan. So I can't say any. Wait a minute. So can you ask me the next question?
But I have another one I want to take to my country. Is onigiri.
Oh.
Yes, we don't have that in my country, and it's very convenient.
Yeah.
You just buy and the rectangle like that, and because it's not there in my country, it will be very convenient, especially for ladies. They like to eat something like something small for lunch. So if we have onigiri in my country, they will be buying them a lot and they will eat them a lot.
Kenya don't eat rice?
We eat rice, but people eat rice most are children. Because most people, there are other types of foods, many of them. So most people, they maybe during the week, they only eat rice maybe once or twice. And the way we make rice in my country is also a little bit different than the way people make it here. So it's not sticky like here. Rice in my country is not sticky like in Japan. In Japan, you can like make something round. But in my country, the rice is not sticky. It's kind of not sticky. Yes.
Do you do contribution to study?
Yeah.
In your country?
Yes, I did. I did two types of volunteer activities that I did. One of them was all of them when I was in university. I went to a children's home. You visit a children's home. It's like the homeless people in Japan, but they are kids. So they have like the kid was abandoned when they were young. When they were a baby, so there's some people, they take the kids and they have a school for them, like a school and a home. So you go there are many kids. I went there to spend a day with the kids, to encourage them, and I also washed clothes for them and cooked for them. And the other one was I once taught like a volunteer student after I was in my country. After I finished studying my first degree, I made some private classes for high school kids who have graduated from high school and they want to go to university. So I try to teach them and also to give them career advice. So I did that as a volunteer. So in that way, I think I gave back to the society.
My uncle just used to get cancer, and now she is healthy, but she just set a fundamental to call everybody to get the clothes and money, and she sent into the poverty area to help the poor children, like in Kenya, what you said before. And you know, in China, so only Shanghai, Guangzhou, Beijing, some very rich place, like Tokyo, some younger people will come there and just devote themselves into it and fight for their life. But they will leave their kids in their hometown. So the kids are very, very sad, so no one cares for them. So usually only one adult care for like 30 or 20 kids. So we usually have some very kind people like my uncle just to routinely send clothes and money to them, and sometimes he will come in there by himself and take some photo with them, play with them. I think it's very meaningful for them.
Thank you. Next question.
I think one thing that high school kids should do, one of them, is it in Japan or in my country? In Japan?
In your country.
I think in my country, one thing that high school kids should do is plant trees in the school. Mostly in our country, the schools are very big. So I think they should plant trees, and they allocate the kids in the school. For example, kids in this class, they plant trees here and they water the trees. So from when you join the school, you plant a tree or one and you water it until you graduate from the high school. So when you finish, your tree is also big. Yes, I think they can be able to do that, and through that they can contribute to the environment. And it will be very easy because it's within the school. And they get water from the school, they water the tree. Yes. And maybe the other thing is sometimes they go outside the school and they collect garbage. Like usually most places you find the people have grown papers. So sometimes they should go there and collect the papers, the litter, and the burn it. Yes.
And going to talk about some hairy fat, but I don't think high school students should do anything to contribute to the society. You know, in high school, the ultimate object, the final goal for you is to study. Because in high school, you don't have money, you don't have the power. Even you do something to help somebody, it's just a very tiny million, it can be seen. But if you enter a good college, you study hard in a good college, you do good research in doctor degree and everything, you become a researcher. So you can make a great contribution to... It's over?
It's over. Okay.
You can continue. You can also ask questions. We're still after.
Yeah. So, just continue?
Yes.
Oh.
She has questions, you can also ask.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you become a scientist, you will have power and the right to change the society. This is what you should do. So, because people have, there are two kinds of people in the world. One is genius, another is normal people. And most of us are normal people. So, if you choose, you want to help the society. The only thing to do is to become a genius and try hard, study hard, and find something you could change the world, help the society. This is what high school students should do if you really want to do it.
Next question, you take it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.